Welcome back to the Tanakh Study Center series on Sefer Yirmiyahu. In today's show, we're studying Perek Mem Daled, Chapter 44. Our series is in conjunction with the OU and its Nachyomi project, and sponsored with the help of the Cyprus Foundation. In Perek Mem Daled, we find a rather tragic but fitting epilogue to the story of the destruction of Yerushalayim. Here we find the final conflict and conversation between Yirmiyahu and the people, and this time it takes place in the land of Egypt, after those few who remained decided not to listen to Yirmiyahu's warning and go down to Egypt because of the fear of the Babylonians. This is rather fitting, according to the Tochacha and Sefer Dvarim. Recall that in Parshat Ki Tavoh, at the end of chapter 28, we find a long list of punishments that God warns the people if they're not loyal to his covenant that he'll bring upon the nation. And the last line of that punishment is that God's going to bring you back to Egypt, to the very same land that God first redeemed you from. You're going to return to that land, and you'll be begging that the Egyptians will be your masters. This idea that things are so bad in the land of Israel that the people prefer to go down to Egypt is a sad reminder that every stage of the Tochacha has indeed come true. However, in Sefer Devarim, right after that Tochacha, we have Parshat Nitzavim and Parshat HaTshuvah in chapters 29 and 30, where God promises that no matter how bad, ultimately God will bring us back. So it's those hopes that also guided Yirmiyahu in his prophecies of Nechama, where he promises that one day, indeed, they'll return. The sad part about this section is that Yirmiyahu predicted that the future of Am Yisrael and those who will return will come from those exiled to Babel, but it won't come from those exiled to Egypt. So let's begin now with Perek Mem Daled, Pasuk Aleph. Hadavar asher haya el Yirmiyahu el kol hayudim hayushvim beretz Mitzrayim. This is the word of God to Yirmiyahu to deliver to all the Jews who are living in the land of Egypt. And now we'll get a list of the different cities that the Jews have inhabited in the land of Egypt. Hayoshvim b'migdo, v'tachpanches, uv'nof, uv'eretz patros, lemor. These are cities, Migdo and Tachpanches, are in the northern part of Egypt. Nof is probably the ancient city of Memphis, a little south of Cairo today. And Patros is what's called Upper Egypt, much farther south, towards the sources of the Nile. Now Yirmiyahu is going to deliver his message. Kol amar Hashem tzvot Elohei Yisrael. The word of God, the God of Israel. Atem ritem et kol ha-ra'a asher veti yau Yerushalayim ve'alko arei Yehuda. All of you who have gone down to Egypt, you've all witnessed all the evil that God brought upon Yerushalayim and the cities of Yehuda. So you realize that the people of Israel were punished for their sins by God. Vinam chorba ha-yom hazeh ve'en bem yoshev. And today they're all destroyed and no one's living in them. Why did this happen? Yirmiyahu explains. Bipnei ra'atam, because of their evil deeds. Asher asu la'chiseni, the terrible things that the people of Yehuda did to make me angry, in spite. Lelechet lekater, lavod leElohim acherim. They went to offer and serve other gods. Asher lo yadoum, hema, atem, vavotechem. And they were serving gods that they themselves didn't know who they were, didn't understand. They and you and your forefathers. Yirmiyahu is going to explain, you should have learned a lesson from the fact that they got punished. Yirmiyahu is leading up to the fact that the people who are down in Egypt are continuing to serve those gods. And he's trying to explain to them, why are you serving those gods? Those are the same gods that didn't help you and cause God to punish you in the land of Yehuda. So why are you serving them down here in Egypt? So let's see that explanation now by Yirmiyahu. Pasuk Daled. Veshlach alechem et kol avadai hanavim hashkem v'sholach lemor. Before the destruction happened, I sent my servants, the prophets. Persistently, they came and they warned you. Al na tasu et devar hatoivah hazot asher saneti. Please, don't do this terrible abomination, this behavior that I disdain. V'lo shemu. They didn't listen and they didn't turn their ear. L'shuv miratam, to turn away from those bad deeds. L'vilti kater l'elohim acherim. And they didn't stop offering to these other gods. V'titach hamati v'api. My anger and my wrath was kindled against them. V'tiv'ar ba'rei Yehuda v'chutzot Yerushalayim. The cities of Yehuda and the areas around and the streets of Yerushalayim were burnt down because of this. V'tiyena l'chorba lishmama k'yom hazeh. And to this day, it's remained desolate and destroyed, as you all know. So that's the background, and now Yirmiyahu is going to translate this to what it means to the people who are now down in Egypt. With this background, now Yirmiyahu is going to explain what this means to them. V'yata, and now, Kol amar Adonai Elohei Tzvot Elohei Yisrael, Lama atem osim ra'a gdola el nafshutechem, lachrid lechem ish v'isha, olel v'yonek mitoch Yehuda, levati hoter lechem sherit. Why are you doing this terrible thing? He's referring to this idol worship that they're going to continue to perform. Because if you continue this, you're performing a terrible evil to your own souls, because this is going to cause me to cut off from you every male and female, young child, a nursing baby from the community of Yehuda, to the point that nothing and no one will be left. Lachiseni b'masei dechem. You're getting me angry by the acts of your hands. Lekater l'Elohim acherim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Because you're offering these sacrifices to other gods in the land of Egypt. Asher atem ba'im l'gorsham. You're only going there to dwell temporarily. And by doing this, l'man hachrit lechem, u'l'man heyotchem liklalau u'lecherpa b'chol go'ei ha'aretz. And by doing this, this will cause God to cut you off, and you'll be a curse and a mockery before all the nations of the land. Pasuk Tet, Hashchachtem et ro'ot avotechem ve'et ro'ot malchei Yehuda. Have you forgotten the wicked ways of your forefathers and the wicked ways of the kings of Yehuda? Ve'et ro'ot noshav and the evil acts of their wives, the wives of the kings. Ve'et ra'otechem ve'et ro'ot noshechem and your evil ways and the evil ways of your wives. Asher asu be'eretz Yehuda v'chutzot Yerushalayim that they performed in the land of Yehuda and in the streets of Yerushalayim. Lo duku. No one has shown remorse for this to this very day. V'lo yaru, they show no fear. V'lo chu b'torati, they didn't follow my laws. U'v'chukotai asher natati lifnechem v'lifnei avotechem, nor did they follow the statutes that I gave before them and before their forefathers. Because of this terrible behavior, God is going to explain now what fate is waiting for this group of people who went down to Egypt to continue to serve other gods. Pasuk Yud Aleph. L'chein kol ma'ar Adonai Tzvot Elohei Yisrael. This is the word of God, the God of Israel. Hineni sam panai b'chem l'ra. I'm going to put my face before you for bad. We'll return to this phrase in a minute. Ulachrit et kol Yehuda, to cut off and put an end to this entire community from Yehuda that's here in Egypt. This phrase, lasim panim, to put God's face for bad, and lachrit, to cut something off, in my opinion, this is referring back to Sefer Vayikra, Perachaf. Recall right after Kedoshim to you in Perek Yotet, which describes the ideal behavior, the way that Am Yisrael should act because of representing God, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem, it talks about all the punishments of the people who break away from that covenant. Parakhaf begins with the laws of Molech, and then it talks about the need for Beit Din to punish them. And then if Beit Din doesn't punish, in Pasuk Dalet it says as follows, Vim halim yalimu ama aretz et enehem mina ishahu bititom izaro lemolech levilti hamitoto. If the people, if Beit Din doesn't take care of these sinners, then Pasuk Hei, I'm going to put my face in front of those people and their families. And I'm going to cut them off from among their people. So this idea of lasim panim and lahachrit, to cut someone off from Am Yisrael, which we see in Parsha Kedoshim, is very similar to the wording that Yirmiyahu is using here. The concept here is that because the people have been totally unfaithful in their covenant, God's going to cut them off of that covenant. They'll have no remnant, and they will not return to Yehuda. Only those who went in the Babylonian exile, they'll have the opportunity to return. Pasuk Yud Bet, V'lekachti et sherit Yehuda, asher samu p'neim levo eretz Mitzrayim l'gorsham. I'm going to take the remnant of Yehuda, who put their faces to go to Egypt. Look at the play on words. God is going to sam panim, put his face against these people. And these people put their faces, they were sam panim, to go down to Egypt. V'tamu cho be'eretz Mitzrayim yipolo. They're all going to be finished. In the land of Egypt, they're going to fall. Becherev, barav, yitamu. They're going to be wiped out through sword and through famine. Miketon vad gadol, from young to old, child and adult. Becherev uvarav yamuto. They're going to die by sword and by famine. Bayu la'ala, l'shama, v'liklala, u'lecherpa. The four words that Yirmiyahu has used over and over again to describe the intensity of the disaster that's going to befall the people, the curse, the disgrace, and the shame and destruction that will be the fate of Am Yisrael. So the same fate that befell Yerushalayim is going to befall now the remnant of Yehuda that has gone down to Egypt. Ufakarati al hayoshvim beretz Mitzrayim, I'm going to punish those who are living now in the land of Egypt. Kasher pakarati al Yerushalayim, in the same way that I brought my punishment upon those inhabitants of Yerushalayim. Becherev, barav, uvedadar, with sword, with famine, and with plague, with pestilence. V'lo yeh palit v'sarid l'sherit Yehuda, to be no fugitive or remainder from this remnant of Yehuda, habayim l'gorsham be'eretz Mitzrayim, from those who have come now to live in the land of Egypt, v'lashuv eretz Yehuda, asher himo menasim et nafsham lashuv l'shevet sham, ki lo yashuvo, kim pleitim. And they think that one day they're going to return to the land of Yehuda, they're aspiring to return there one day, they won't return, only maybe a couple refugees will go back, but as a community, there'll be no future for these people. Rashi brings down on Pasuk Yud Dalet the fact that the Pasuk indicates there may be a few fugitives who are going to survive this disaster and they'll return to Yehuda. He says that Baruch ben Neriah and Yirmiyahu the Navi were two of these fugitives who survived the conquest of Egypt by Bavel, and they indeed did return to Yehuda. So here Chazal tell us that even though Yirmiyahu went down to Egypt, he didn't die in Egypt, he returned to Yehuda. It must have been a very small community left in Yehuda, if anybody. Possibly he might even have gone to Bavel. But sometime after he returned, that's when he must have published the final book of Yirmiyahu, or maybe they themselves actually traveled to Bavel and published it there. That we don't know for sure. But we do know the book of Yirmiyahu that we have today is a treasure that they left us. So after gathering the people living in Egypt and giving them this very harsh rebuke, once again, the people have pretty much had it with Yirmiyahu. To them, he sounds like a broken record, and listen how they give it to him. Recall, Yirmiyahu just yelled at them, warned them of this imminent punishment, and blamed it on the fact that they're worshipping other gods. But we're going to see now, the people are going to blame Yirmiyahu for everything, and they're going to say that the reason why all this destruction happened to Yerushalayim and Yehuda is because we didn't serve the other gods. And they're going to say exactly the opposite. When we were serving the other gods in the time of Menashe, and maybe even in the time of Yehoiakim, things were much better. It's ever since we became religious and started returning to God that things got so bad. They're going to argue a very powerful complaint. Let's read inside and see what's behind it. Pasuk Tetvav. Ve'anu et Yirmiyahu kol ha'nashim ha'yodim ki mekatrot nashayim le'elohim acharim v'chol ha'nashim amdot kal ha'gadol. This group of people, all these men who knew that their wives were making offerings to other gods, and all the women who were among this great congregation, v'chol ha'am ha'yoshvim be'eretz Mitzrayim v'patros le'mor. And all the people living in the land of Egypt and in Patros, they all answered Yirmiyahu as follows. Hadavar asher dibarte elenu b'shem Adonai, enenu shomim elecha. This word, this rebuke, here davar means rebuke, this rebuke that you've spoken to us in the name of God, we don't accept it. Pasuk Yitzayim, on the contrary, ki ason naseh et kol hadavar asher yatsa mipinu. We're going to fulfill and do everything that we said that we would do, all these vows that we made to bring offerings to these other gods, lekater limlechet hashamayim, to bring offerings to the Queen of Heaven, we'll return to that phrase in a minute, vasech lenesachim, and pour libations to her, kasher asinu, anachnu vavotenu, mlachinu v'sarenu. Just like we, our forefathers, our kings, and our ministers, used to do barei Yehuda v'chusot Yerushalayim, just like they did in the cities of Yehuda and the streets of Yerushalayim, we're going to do the same thing down here in Egypt, v'nizba lechem, v'niet tovim, v'ra'a lo reinu. And then we'll have plenty of bread to eat, and things will be good, and we won't see any evil. And now they explain why. They're going to explain why they've reached the conclusion that if they serve these other gods, if they serve the Queen of Heaven, this Melechet HaShamayim, which according to some commentators is referring to Venus, or the Assyrian-Babylonian god of Ishtar, they're explaining that things were much better when we were serving these other gods. And now they've reached the conclusion that the reason why so many bad things befell us in Yehuda was because we stopped worshipping these gods. Listen what they say now in Pasuk Yudchet. Umin az chadanu lekater limlechet hashamayim vasech lenesachim chasanu kol. And since the time that we stopped breaking offerings to Melechet HaShamayim, and we stopped pouring her libations, we have nothing. Uvecherev uvrav tamnu. In the meantime, we've been destroyed by sword and by famine. What they're saying, basically, is they're blaming the Korban on the fact that they listened, at least partially, to Yirmiyahu, and they stopped worshipping idols. And they've reached the conclusion that the reason why the Korban happened is because they stopped worshipping idols, and not because they were worshipping idols. They're saying the exact opposite of Yirmiyahu. If you recall our opening Shiurim, you can appreciate how powerful their complaint is. Because we explained that in the time of Yoshiyahu, when Yoshiyahu does this tremendous reform, he totally undoes everything that Menashe had done. Menashe had brought the entire country to idol worship, and that brought the decree of destruction. Yoshiyahu tried to turn that around, and Yirmiyahu claimed your tshuva was not enough. The people thought that they did repent enough, and we used that background to explain all the tension between Yirmiyahu and the people before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Now the people continue with the same line of argument, and they see, and because they thought that they indeed did repent, nonetheless, God didn't save them from the Babylonians. They were sure that God would save them. All their false prophets told them that he would save them, and now that their God didn't help them, they reach one obvious conclusion in their eyes, that their God is not as powerful as this God of Melechet Shamayim. And now we have to return to the way we acted in the time of Menashe and return to this idol worship, because it's through this idol worship that our lives will go good again. And now they're going to continue their complaint to Yirmiyahu in Pasuk Yotet. V'chi anachnu mekatrim limlechet Hashamayim ulasech lanesachim. And now the women seem to be saying, and even when we did make these offerings to Melechet Hashamayim and pour her libations, do you think we did this without the knowledge and the consent of our husbands? They're saying we did this, and back then it helped, and therefore we're going to do it again. So the people tell Yirmiyahu Leave us alone. Don't tell us how to act in Egypt. In Egypt, we're going to act like the Egyptians do. We're going to serve the gods. We're going to do like we did back before all this repentance movement started. And we've had it with the God of Israel. Now that the people have basically said that they've had it with God, Yirmiyahu is going to answer them back that God has had it with them. Pasachaf. Vayomer Yirmiyahu al kol ha'am. Yirmiyahu tells all the people, including al ha'gvarim ve'al ha'nashim, ve'al kol ha'am ha'onim oto davar lemor. All the men and the women and this entire nation and all these people who answered him in this way, here's what he answered them back. Halo et hakiter asher kitartem barei Yehuda v'chusot Yerushalayim atem b'avotechem malchechem v'sarechem b'ama'aretz otam zachar Adonai v'tale alibo. It's exactly the opposite. It's because you brought these offerings to these other gods in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Yerushalayim, you and your forefathers and your kings and your ministers and all the people. That is what God remembered. And that's what was in his heart. And that's why he brought upon the destruction of Yerushalayim. Don't think what you're saying, that the reason the destruction happened was because you were not worshipping those gods. On the contrary, it was because you were worshipping those gods. God couldn't carry this burden anymore because of your evil deeds. Because of the abominations you committed. And therefore your land has been destroyed and it's to a curse and desolation. No one's living in it like the situation that's there today. Why did this happen? Because you brought those offerings to the other gods and you sinned to Hashem your God. You didn't obey the voice of God. You didn't follow his Torah and his statutes and his laws. You did not walk in his ways. Alkein, because of this, karat etchem harazot kiyom hazeh. That's why this evil has befallen upon you to this very day. And this is the argument between Yirmiyahu and the people. Who's to blame? Yirmiyahu is adamant. It's the people to blame. The people are adamant that it's God to blame. And now we have Yirmiyahu's last words to the people in Egypt. Pasach avdalad. Vayomer Yirmiyahu al kol ha'am ve'al ha'nashim. Yirmiyahu now tells the people and all the women, Shimu dvar Adonai kol Yehuda asher be'eretz Mitzrayim. Listen to the word of God, all you people of Yehuda who are living now in Egypt. Kol ma Adonai tzvot Elohei Yisrael lemor. Atem uneshechem, you and your wives. Vatedaberna b'fichem uvidechem leitem lemor. Ason naset nadarenu asher nadanu lakater limlechet hashamayim ulahasech lanesachim. You who said with your own mouths and with your own hands that we're going to fulfill our vow, which we made, to bring offerings to Melechet HaShemayim, and to pour libations. Hakim tekimna et nidrechem. So go ahead and fulfill your vows. Vasot tasena et nidrechem. Fulfill all your promises that you made, and go ahead and do it. But, listen what's going to happen to you. Lachain, Shimu dvar Adonai kol Yehuda hayoshvim beretz Mitzrayim. Repeating the same exhortation over and over again. Hineni nishbati bishmi agadol amar Adonai. God is swearing in his great name. Im yeh od shmi nikra b'fi ko ish Yehuda, omer cha Adonai Elohim b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. I'm going to make sure to it, there'll be no one left from the people of Yehuda swearing in the land of Egypt in God's name. Why won't there be anyone left doing that? Because God's going to bring destruction upon them. Hirini shoked alechem l'ra'ah v'lo lo tova. I'm going to go out of my way to bring bad and not good. The word shoked, like we saw in the first parak of Yirmiyahu, where God showed him a makel shoked, explaining that I'm going to do this quickly and diligently. Now again, God's going to do the same thing to those who've gone down to Egypt. I'm going to consume all the men of Yehuda in the land of Egypt with sword and famine until nothing is left of them. Only refugees from the sword are going to return from the land of Egypt to the land of Yehuda, very small in number. V'yadu kol sherit Yehuda habayim le'eretz Mitzrayim l'gor sham davar mi yakum mimeni u'mehem. And the remnant of Yehuda who came down to Egypt to dwell there, they're going to know once and for all whose word will be fulfilled. It will be my word or their word. This is the final showdown between Yirmiyahu and the people. The people have had it with God. God's had it with them. Yirmiyahu tells them in Egypt they're finished. V'zot lachem ha'ot num Adonai. This is a sign that you'll know indeed that it's coming true, God says. Ki poked ani alechem b'makom hazeh, that I'm going to punish you here in this place in Egypt. Leman tedu ki kom yakumu dvarai alechem l'ra, in order that you know that indeed my word of this punishment will indeed come true. Kol ma Adonai, this is a sign, this is the word of God. Hineni noten et paro chofra melech Mitzrayim b'yad oivav. I'm going to deliver Paro Chofra, who you're putting your hope in, Paro Chofra, the king of Egypt, is going to fall in the hands of his enemies, uviyad mevakshei nafsho, in the hand of those looking to kill him, kasher natati Tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda biyad Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, oivo umevakesh nafsho. Just like Tzidkiyahu fell into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, whom he rebelled against, so too Paro Chofra is going to fall before his enemies. And indeed, as we know from outside sources, about a decade later, Paro Chofra was killed in the land of Egypt, and the Babylonians indeed had a successful invasion. From what we know, very few people from this community in Egypt ever came back to Israel. The returnees who begin the Second Temple all come from the Babylonian exile, and from the exile that went down to Egypt, we have no remnant. And that's the end of chapter 44. As we mentioned in the beginning, a very tragic but fitting epilogue to the story of destruction. The book of Yirmiyahu is not over yet, but the main story is over. We have a very short parak about Baruch Ben Neri in chapter 45, and chapter 46 we're going to begin the nevuot about the other nations, and finally we'll return to the story of the destruction one last time in chapter 52.